All right, and that takes us up to the point where I'd like to introduce a couple of people here to you. You've just heard our sound of Last Train to Clarksville and the Monkees, and incidentally, here is a fellow who caught the last train, and we caught your show today, Johnny. You were beautiful, just great. I was about to say such wonderful things about you until you came in here and spilled coffee all over my music sheet and everything. But we certainly enjoyed your show today.
Thank you very much, Murray. Will you allow me, therefore, to say beautiful things about myself?
Yes, would you go ahead? I'd like you to tell the folks what your, you know, the whole modus operandi is going to be.
Hey, fellas, wait a minute. I want to interrupt here. I heard this thing starting and all this jazz. You guys are both passing out bouquets and all that, and I'm kind of tired. You know, the day is over, our first day, and we've had a pretty good ball. Just want to know that you're not the only one on the last train to Clarksville. Murray has a reservation. That's why we haven't moved yet. They're waiting for him now. We're all going to get aboard the last train to Clarksville, which is a pretty good idea, Murray, you know.
And I want to tell you, it's a pleasure to having you, Martin Block, here on the air with us. And it's just, actually, Scott Muni, it's great. We've been opposite each other a lot of times on different stations, and now we're together, and I'm looking forward to following you and taking a great big hunk of that audience that you are going to present me with.
You better believe it, Murray. I think we got a great team here, a great idea, and we're going to have a lot of fun, and I know the people are going to, so to speak, pick up on it.
Well, I hope so. I want to tell everybody again, so that I made an erroneous statement before. Johnny, you are on from 12 until 3?
From 6 until 9, and then again 12 until 3. That's on Saturday and Sunday. Now, Monday through Friday, see,
right,
it's 12 until 3. And I'm also available for freelance. You know,
just send me in a biography, will you? We'll do a little thing.
He's sandwiched between my 9 to 12 and 3 to 6, you see. We sandwich him in there. He's the
knockwurst
or something,
right,
you know.
And that's all happening on WORFM.
In stereo, WORFM.
All right, you know, I'm about to play a hit here, a projected hit that I've selected, and I know that each one of us here has taken from the new releases a song which y'all think is going to become a hit. What's yours, Scott?
Murray, you know, everybody already knows by now, I've been listening to 98.7, they know we got a great group of new goodies, and it's tough to pick out or singleize one. We like them all. I picked out the new Pat Clark thing that everybody heard for the first time in New York right here on WORFM. It's called Who Am I?
Petra Clark?
Right, I'd like to know it myself. Who am I?
All right, well, I tell you the truth, Scott.
It's a good song.
Yes, and I like to see that you're taking such a big chance with Pet Clark.
Yeah.
I mean, you sure are a gambler, aren't you?
Yes, I am. A riverboat gambler.
I noticed that.
And if I don't get a haircut, the sideburns are going to prove it.
Oh, you look very good. And you, sir, Johnny?
Murray, before I tell you what my pick is, I would just like to answer Scott's question. He said he would like to know who he is. Rumor hath it, dear heart, that you are Murray the K's alter ego.
I don't know what that means. Murray, would you translate that in English for
me? I don't know, but I still want to know what his pick head is.
If I had a hammer.
Oh, you're taking chances too, right?
Okay. And if I had one, you'd get it.
And here's one that we think is going to be a hit. We actually played the first record, which we sort of we think we like this a little better, the Dana Roland version of Winchester Cathedral. But this is the new vaudeville band, and this is also another version of Winchester Cathedral. Yeah, that's Winchester Cathedral by the new vaudeville band. It's two sounds that we've been playing for you, one by Dana Roland, and that one by the new vaudeville band. Murray the K on 98.7 on your FM dial, with you 7 nights a week from 6 p.m. until 12 midnight, particularly for those people with the happening generation. And Murray the K right here, and you heard a new one, and we're going to play a double dip of new sounds as we give you the second in our series of What's Happening Music. This is something new by a group called, well, the Dave D crew, called Bend It. Bend It, and that's by Dave D, something new for thee. All right, that's Festa Italiana, and coming up next, the McCoys, and their new sound that's beginning to happen, Don't Worry, Mia's Other Mama. Don't worry, Mother, and that's the McCoy sound for you. Nowadays, they talk about psychedelic music and what have you, and we'd like to explore that with you, and especially some of the bad raps that some of the lyrics have been given. We'll discuss that with you later on so that you perhaps have a new frame of reference for some of the music that you listen to. And while this show is really dedicated to the happening generation, and I mean those people around that 21, 22 years of age as far as the commentary of today's lyrical expressions are concerned, this show is really for everybody, regardless of whether you're in your teens or whether you have teen sons and daughters. The idea is that nobody is on the outside. Everybody can have a frame of reference to enjoy the music. You don't have to associate yourself with, the young generation as far as living your life, but it's now and then it doesn't do anybody any harm to really know what's happening and to become aware of it and not put it down because you're not a part of it. We'd like to get into that with you, but right now we're into all the sounds and some psychotic reactions for you. There you have that psychotic reaction, and that is by the Count Five. It's number 11 if you are so inclined to find out what's happening as far as the most popular sounds in the WOR-FM 98.7 area, baby. Murray the K with you and telling it to you like it is that we've got some great sounds and we also have some various kinds of wonderful products coming your way from Revlon. All right, there you have the sound for you of what's happening in the Revlon department. Incidentally, may we now finish up with talking about the psychedelic type of music and psychedelic lyric. One song which had a bum rap at the beginning, but which WOR-FM had on from its very first day that it came out, is a record called Mind Excursion. It's recorded by the Tradewinds, and some of the lyrics which people say have something to do with LSD or some other kind of nonsensical kick really doesn't fall into that category. There's a new kind of thinking, namely being that things that you put a label on are boxes, and if you're in a box, you can't grow. But I think the freedom of expression that is predominant today among the happening generation is perhaps excused by the fact that some people who don't understand it put some bum raps on it. For example, Mind Excursion. The lyrics are, sit yourself down and think of what you'd like to do today, then take a look around, and if the sky looks a little gray, just take a hook on a dream, watch your cares all start running. Your smiles won't stop coming when you take a mind excursion. It's just a light diversion. You might come out a winner in a bullfight in Spain, paint your face like an engine, dance for some rain, get on your magic carpet because nothing can stop it, no. And then the whole idea of my reading this lyric to you is a lot of people say they don't understand what some of the groups are singing, and perhaps maybe this will help you enjoy the record a little bit. The second verse, I think, more or less tells the whole story. It says, open up your eyes, and excitement would like to be your friend. It's a wild line. Open up your eyes, excitement would like to be your friend. Try him on for size. He may lead you to the rainbow's end. You've got your ticket to glide, and while the sun's getting brighter, your head's getting lighter. When you take a mind excursion, it's just a light diversion. You may drive out your window in your own private car, watch the whole world go rolling from the top of a star, get on your magic carpet, etc., etc. Now, people, some of them will say, well, gee, that is a a bad rap in the sense that it's a, maybe they're taking LSD. Well, actually, it's just meaning that if you make up your mind and use your imagination, there are a lot of things that you can do. You can't do anything unless you really have got your mind set on it. And therefore, we think that it's the kind of positive thinking approach in a modern way, a modern idiom. So would you join me for a mind excursion? Murray DeKay back with you after news, and just to let you know that you heard the sound of the Tradewinds on a song called Mind Excursion. One thing that I hate to do if I'm listening to a radio and come in the middle of a song and then you'd like the song, and you just never know what the name of it was or who it was that was performing it. So we always like to give you the name of the song, at least at the end of a recording. Incidentally, for those of you who may be traveling in your FM stereo-type car, I mean, that's the only kind of... It's a status symbol, you know, if you have FM in your FM radio in your automobile. For those of you who may be driving up to Connecticut, and we do have a lot of friends, you know, the law up in Connecticut is that if you're driving along the highway, and you want to go from one lane into the other, you must, you know, flash your signal. If not, you get a ticket. This is a kind of useful information that may save you 15 now and then. In the meantime, Murray the K coming your way with a little sound of the East Side Story. We'd like you to see it. We think it's a good picture. And I can incidentally tell you that the manager of the theater wants you to see it. In fact, he says to you,
please, please, please.
Murray the K with you on WOR-FM. And to particularly point out something that is happening when it comes to beverages, there is a new drink called Devil Shakes, which is definitely happening.
Bruce.
Yes?
I did what you asked me to do, Bruce.
You did?
I filled the refrigerator with Devil Shake.
How many bottles, Maud?
675.
675 glitzy Devil Shakes.
Glitzy?
Glitzy, Maud. Glitzy chocolate flavor. And they're all mine.
Bruce.
Yes?
I don't know what to do with all the meat, cheese, milk, and eggs that I took out.
Doesn't matter, Maud, as long as I have Devil Shake, the great new drink from the makers of Pepsi-Cola. It makes me different, you know. Daring.
But what will my family do for food, Bruce?
Your family?
They can't live on Devil Shake, Bruce.
They have to eat meat?
They like meat.
They have to eat cheese?
They like cheese.
Milk, eggs?
They like milk and eggs, too, Bruce.
I was afraid of this, Maud.
Afraid of what, Bruce?
Your family is trying to break us up.
Devil Shake, the glitzy new chocolate drink for people who are daringly different.
All right, now on our swinging soiree, Murray the K with you and telling you that when we do play Goldies, that there is a type of music, Latin particularly, that we'd like to also explore because with the big hit and successful reaction to, not psychotic, just successful reaction to Bang Bang, we'd like to point up some of the great rhythmic sounds on the Latin side of things. And Orlando Marin, who plays his great mambos and cha-chas, and particularly in this case, a pachanga with a Goldie out of the past called La Casa. So, and that's by Orlando Marin, a little Goldie sound for you on our ever-loving show on the Latin side. And we do have something that is definitely what's happening. The Supremes in a song that's number 5 in the WOR-FM area, baby. Warfum. Get that you can. Hurry, love. We're the K with you, and so comes the Carpenter sound that we want to bring you. If I Were a Carpenter, Bobby Darin. It was written by a young fellow who's making a lot of noise in the writing field, who also records and sounds a great deal like Bobby. Or maybe it's Bobby sounds a great deal like the writer of the song, Tim Hardin. Bobby Darin's If I Were a Carpenter.
Sound is 98.7, 2020 News.
All right, babe, now let's get down to the nitty-gritty right about here, and we want you to hear some sounds. In case you're traveling tonight, keep your eye on the road. Both of them, yeah. And, are you listening to me? Because if you're not, babe, it's going to be a wipeout.
The sound is WORFM, New York.
Ah, hello, baby. I love you.
Okay, we got a double dip coming your way right now. Two uninterrupted sounds for you. Our number one song, The Association, and Cherishing Nancy Sinatra, In Our Time, baby, In Our Time. All right, you young generation out there, that Pepsi Griazoot. Murray the K with you, and this is the sound of Fifi. Fifi is Joe Cuba, bang, bang.
Hey, just can't get enough of you, baby.
All right, baby, you have heard a double dip with Neil Diamond, the big number 10 sound in the WOR-FM, the Waltham area. And we're 98.7 on your FM band. We have a band of our own going for us. And you heard All Strung Out by Nino Tempo and April Stevens, a couple of good friends of mine. That Nino, he is something else out of his ever-loving mind. And you've heard about what Revlon has to offer you. And now, look out. Come on. James Brown and a lot of golden sounds of James Brown. You'll be hearing the Beatles and some golden sounds and something from their great album called Revolver. Out of Sight Sounds on the Out of Sight station where it's happening. Thinking Man Stereo. Oh, baby. And something else again. Say, we would like to remind you that we're with you every night now from 6 until midnight, and that includes Sunday. And we're looking forward to you making the rounds of our soiree every night, because you're going to play an important role in the music that we select. It's all for you. If you just run, run, look and see, come with me.
Run, run, look and see.
All right, baby, there is the sound for you of what's happening with Brian Hyland. Run, run, look and see. Before that, of course, James Brown, who performed that in our special Murray the K at Shea Baby. Remember me from TV? Oh, boy.
The sound is 98.7, 2020 News.
You're in that Pepsi generation, and you're with WOR-FM, 98.7 on your ever-loving FM band, and Murray DeKay with you, telling you that Roscoe follows me at 12 midnight from Cheetah, baby. And listen, I have a very important question to ask. Have you seen your mother, baby, standing in the shadows? Have you seen your mother, baby, standing in the shadows? The Rolling Stones, in the midst of a double dip, it's Dusty Springfield coming your way on WOR-FM 98.7. You know something, all I see is you. All I see is you, and that's Dusty Springfield for you right here on WOR-FM, Murray the K and the Swingin' Soiree on the most sound in town.
I love you.
Yeah, baby, I love you. That's Roscoe, and he'll be broadcasting directly from Cheetah at 12 midnight following our show every night. And we're with you from 6 p.m. until midnight every night on WOR-FM. And if you want us, baby, you turn to 98.7. Just reach out. I'll be there. Hey, don't worry, baby. I'll be there. Just reach out. And that is the sound for you of the Four Tops. We're going to take out just 2 minutes for some news. Of course, you all know that Baltimore now 3-up on the Dodgers. We'll have some news for you, and then we'll be back with some more sounds. All on WOR-FM 98.7, baby.
The sound is...
That's the latest news for you right here on the Murray the K Show, the Swingin' Soiree. Miles east of Tanganyika, the village that we thought was friendly turned out to be a village of death. They had captured us, the 2K girls and myself. They first took me out of the hut. They tied me to a stake in the middle of the village, and they started to advance toward me menacingly with their spears in their hand and hate in their eyes. And then they brought out Patty and Salem, two of the K girls, and they saw them, and all of a sudden they stopped. They tied the two girls to the stakes, and when they saw the two girls there, they advanced, saying,
"Bibi! Ha! Bibi!"
2, 3, 4.
Man, and that's the sound of George Harrison doing the lead, and George Harrison's song from the New Beatles album, Revolver, baby. It's a shot. For those who have taken the big chance, they know that love could be a hurting thing. Lou Rawls got himself a thing here.
For every little kiss, there's a little teardrop.
Hey, love is a hurting thing, and there's the sound of Lou Rawls, Murray the K on the soiree, giving you some useful information. We told you about signals that you must put up in case you're going to go from one lane to the other in Connecticut. Of course, we want you to take your FM transistor no matter where you go, except if you're going to take a bath, don't take it into the bath because you're in for a shock. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's 7 minutes before
double
the
hour. Shake in one-way bottles.
What'd you say? Oh, they said the devil shake comes in one-way bottles. Good day, sunshine. Hey, good day, sunshine. That's from the Revolver album by the Beatles. And for you right now, here come the Young Rascals, and come on up. Hey, there's the Young Rascals, who we've done many shows with, and a bunch of nice guys, really. And we're very happy to see they got themselves another coming up hit with Come On Up. Young Rascals with you here on the Swingin' Soiree. Murray the K with you.